Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's Gift of Peace. One of my favorite verses, John chapter 14, verse 25. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. In 1938, prior to the outbreak of World War II, Lord Sir Neville Chamberlain returned from Germany with a peace compact that was signed by Adolf Hitler. He waved the document and proclaimed, "Peace in our time." We now know how false that peace really was. Even today, there is a peace that is anything but peaceful. I am told that in the midst of major battles, a ceasefire is ordered in which both sides stop hostilities for a certain period of time. It may be temporarily quiet, but it is not true peace. Jesus promises his followers peace that is different from anything the world can offer. It is peace in the midst of the storms of life. It is the peace that God gave to Stephen when he was being stoned to death. Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. Other martyrs died with that same peace that can only be described as real peace. Perhaps you feel like you are being tossed to and fro in the storms of life. It is time to anchor your life to the rock of our salvation and allow the Lord to give you his true peace that will last and satisfy your soul. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.